This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Public Schools is telling parents to not count on bus service in the fall. For students who get into elementary magnet and selective enrollment schools, families are going to find out tomorrow if their child landed a spot in one of these specialty schools. But amid a continued bus driver shortage, the system discontinued service for these students this year. District CEO Pedro Martinez says it's still working on trying to provide some busing, but he says he can't guarantee it. A Cook County judge is letting Chicago police officers who face the most serious misconduct allegations have their cases decided by a third-party arbitrator. These cases could result in long suspension or firing. The union for most of the city's cops has battled for this right. The ruling also says holding the arbitration proceedings behind closed doors would violate well-established public policy. In another win for the city, the judge says officers don't have to remain on the payroll pending dismissal. Today's ruling can be appealed by either side. A new initiative is underway in Gary, Indiana, to keep locally grown food stay fresh longer to help feed people in need. My colleague Michael Puente reports the Reverend Curtis Whitaker started Faith Farm almost a decade ago on a couple acres of grass surrounded by urban decay on Gary's north side. He didn't know anything about farming, but there was no grocery store for miles. And today he has chickens and goats, and the farm is filled with peach trees, cucumbers, and other vegetables grown with no pesticides.
The good thing about this is it's fresh and frozen, so it maintains its nutritional value, which means it's good for you.
Whitaker says about 20% of the produce will be given to the local food bank, and the rest is sold to schools and businesses. Driver services facilities in Illinois and all across the country were affected by a network outage today. The Sun-Times reports Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Janulius posted on X that all facilities across the country were down. The office is urging people to call before they go to a driver service center to make sure they're open. And Chicago Today is celebrating its first Rick Bayless Day, marking the 37-year anniversary of his award-winning restaurant, Frontera Grill. It's a milestone year for Bayless. His parents' restaurant in Oklahoma was open for 37 years. Weather, cloudy today with a high in the low 40s, and then cloudy tonight, a 40% chance for some snow overnight and a low in the mid-30s. And Friday, cloudy, a mix of snow and rain, high in the mid-40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.